Welcome. This is Nook Sanchez, and I will be reading this valuable excerpt from The End of Death, Volume 2, The Deeper Teachings of A Course in Miracles. Copyright 2014 Nook Sanchez. I hope you enjoy it. This is The Seven Keys to Authentic Communication or Authentic Relating. Recently, it seems I'm learning about a whole new level of holy relationship. I recognize that the degree of depth and reverence attained in a relationship, including with our holy self, depends on our willingness to develop key qualities. Yet these qualities are largely alien to the ego thought system. Therefore, they appear to threaten it, along with the special conditional love that it idolizes. A holy relationship with ourself and others requires a high level of devotion and vigilance. The focus is on learning to become authentic, honest, vulnerable, inclusive, and defenseless. This is the complete opposite of the ego's goals of specialness, defense, secrecy, sacrifice, and exclusivity. The holy relationship is centered on giving rather than the ego's obsession with getting. Through it, we learn that giving is indeed receiving. Here are seven powerful keys to holy relationship. The first is willingness. The first attribute to acquire is the willingness to have every belief and value undone by spirit. It is the willingness to be wrong and an eagerness to be shown all the unconscious blocks that obscure our awareness of love's eternal and uninterruptible presence. This calls for the willingness to face up to and confess that of the ego we know nothing. Yet by the Spirit in us, the truth can and will be revealed. The second, accountability. This is the recognition and acceptance that all our suffering is caused by just one culprit, no matter how many varied forms it might appear to take. The ego is our own unconscious self-hatred, projected outward onto others, our body, and the world to manifest as attack, for instance, conflict, betrayal, abandonment, sickness and pain, scarcity and death, etc. Here is an unequivocal message from Jesus in A Course in Miracles. And this quote from the Course, it comes from chapter 21, Section 2, Paragraph 2. This is the only thing that you need do for vision, happiness, release from pain, and the complete escape from sin, all to be given you. Say only this, but mean it with no reservations, for here the power of salvation lies. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. End of quote. To the degree we're willing to apply this principle is the extent to which we'll be free from suffering. We accept that others, the body, the past, and the world are all causeless because their primary underlying cause lay within our own mind. It is here, in our mind, that the singular source of all suffering is found and healed. This is true accountability, where we do not judge or blame others, the body, or ourself for our own unconscious self-attack. Therefore, we must learn to forgive ourselves for unknowingly using others, the body, the past, and the world for the purpose of attack and separation. Defenselessness. Our safety lies in our willingness to be defenseless. Defenselessness is strength. It is the recognition of our innocent and holy self. It calls forth the Christ within and affirms our inherent invulnerability. When we defend, we unknowingly reinforce attack. Whatever we fear or defend against, we will attract. In defense, we make an opposite to God's love, and we believe this opposite is a seemingly real opponent. The persistent sense of threat that we experience arises from a deeply buried and nebulous sense of guilt. That guilt is the unconscious fear of God. In other words, love without opposite, that arose when we mistakenly believed we separated from God and made duality. It is this guilt that spawns all fear and the many forms of suffering we seem to witness. All forms of fear arise from our secret belief that we have sinned, in other words, separation, and now we require defense. Therefore, we expect punishment from God for that illusory belief. And because we have free will and use the power of God to materialize our unconscious choices, we unknowingly manifest our fears. Next is radical self-honesty. It is through radical self-honesty and self-inquiry that we peel back all our erroneous beliefs, our conditioning, stories, and values to reveal our true feelings. And it's by feeling whatever we have repressed without any self-judgment that we can finally recognize and relinquish our defenses to God's love as our holy self. The next is emotional vulnerability or intimacy, transparency. Expressing our emotional vulnerability ensures that we cannot be attacked. When we are honest and emotionally vulnerable, we call upon truth in ourselves and in others. Our safety depends on it. Expressing our emotional vulnerability encourages open-hearted emotional intimacy and guarantees our perfect immunity to the ego's illusory threats in whatever form they may take. The next is trust. When we align ourselves with the qualities of willingness, accountability, defenselessness, radical self-honesty, and vulnerability, then we can afford to trust in the flow of life implicitly. We can trust others because we have learned to trust our holy self instead of the ego. We look past the egos of others and focus on the truth within them. It is this trust that our faith calls out within them. What we choose to acknowledge in another is exactly that which we will manifest and experience. We decide this regardless of appearances. Do we choose fear and judgment? Or do we choose love and trust? The next is gratitude. Once we prioritize God as our chief goal, we will view every seeming challenge as a forgiveness opportunity. Seeing it this way ensures that gratitude becomes our natural state. We experience a growing appreciation for those people in our life who mirror to us where we still harbor hidden judgment and unconscious self-sabotage. Because of our shift in intent, we will also experience boundless miracles which further confirm that only love is real and that we are love. Are we grateful for our willingness? Are we grateful for our accountability? Are we grateful for our defenselessness? Are we grateful for our radical self-honesty? Are we grateful for our vulnerability and transparency? And lastly, are we grateful for our trust? Here is another quote from A Course in Miracles, Chapter 5, Section 3, Paragraph 3. What you acknowledge in your brother, you are acknowledging in yourself. And what you share, you strengthen. End of quote. Now, this next section is titled A Practical Process to Assist You in Implementing the 7 Key Principles. And here they are. Do I resist implementing any of these key principles? If so, stay with that principle till the resistance falls away. We must neutralize the ego resistance before we can integrate the 7 key principles fully. Choose one of the 7 key principles and engage with that principle. In every instance you use it, feel into any resistance and choose to reinterpret the resistance until you become less fearful. Then, when you're ready, choose to apply another principle until that one becomes less fearful. So let's start going through them. The first one, is willingness. Am I completely willing to do this? Am I willing to do anything that's required of me in order for a healing to take place in my